قصت إليه وجهك إن ذلك من المعروف. Yesterday we started this narration where Hazrat Jabir ibn Sulaym came to the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and didn't know it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, greeted in the wrong way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam corrected him and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him who Allah ta'ala is. And thereafter, when he asked for advice, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not swear anyone. Continuing with the same hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him more advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not ever trivialize any good. Don't regard any good to be too small. These good deeds, they add up over time. In 1 year, 10 years. And we find that the rewards accumulate and Allah ta'ala multiplies. So a person will lose a great amount of deeds if he trivializes these good deeds and he thinks that it is not important. Sometimes it can be a few good deeds that can save a person. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala appreciates the small actions more than the bigger actions. The bigger actions could be tainted and the smaller actions could be more pure. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, don't trivialize any small good deed. وَأَن تُكَلِّمَ أَخَاكَ. Even if it be speaking to your Muslim brother with a cheerful face, this is part of akhlaq, that we have a cheerful face, a bright face, a smiling face. This can change the mood, brighten up the mood of a person that is going through some problem, some depression, just by meeting his Muslim brother. Likewise, seeing someone with a very upset face, depressed, it also has an effect on a person. He can become sad, his mood can change, and he can become depressed. Inna dhalika min al ma'roof. To look at your brother with a cheerful face, it is part of good actions. Warfa' izaraka ila nisfi saq. And raise your lower garment till mid calf. Fa in abayta fa ila al ka'bain. And if you don't want to do that, then at least it must be above the ankles. Wa iyyaka wa isbal al izar. And be careful of letting your lower garment, your pants, and anything that hangs from the top, your kurta, your jubba, your lower garment, beware that it should not hang below the ankles. فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَ. Because this now is part of pride. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَ, it is from pride, and a person can't apply his mind and say that I am not doing it out of pride. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَ. It is from pride. This is a sign of pride. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمَخِيلَ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't love pride. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba to do this, when Sahaba did it, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did it, then we should not apply our minds and come up with excuses. Rather, we should see how we can comply to this teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith it comes, مَا أَسْفَرَ مِنَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ مِنَ الْإِزَارِ فَفِي النَّارِ. Whatever hangs below the ankles is from the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect us, Allah save us. In one hadith it is mentioned, in salah, if a person reads his salah with his pants over his ankles, then there is no reward for him in that salah. It's like he didn't perform salah. No reward for him. وَإِنْ امْرُؤٌ شَتَمَكَ وَعَيَّرَكَ بِمَا يَعْلَمُ فِيكَ فَلَا تُعَيِّرْهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ فَإِنَّمَا وَبَالُ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ. We mentioned this yesterday. If any person abuses you, curses you, finds fault with you, with something that he sees in you, then you don't turn around and become equal to him and find fault with him with something that you find in him. He will return with the sin and the burden of that he picked on your fault, he found some fault with you, he picked on you. You don't return that. Let him take away the sin of what he did. And the last hadith for today, Salma bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu says, كُنَّا إِذَا رَأَيْنَا الرَّجُلْ يَلْعَنُ أَخَاهُ رَأَيْنَا أَنْ قَدْ أَتَى بَابًا مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ. He says, when we saw a man cursing his brother, cursing another Muslim, swearing him, etc., then we felt that he had come to the door of major sins. We considered this to be a major sin. And why is it a major sin? Because he is not loving good for his brother. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي لَا يُؤْمِنُ عَبْدٌ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ أَوْ لِجَارِهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. A person can't be a true believer until he loves for his brother or his neighbor what he loves for himself. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.